Radio, where all the active content is compliant, even when the host is obstreperous. Now, here's Griff.
Excuse me? This segment's brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. Every new year brings fresh new resolutions. Even I made one this year, and I avoid resolutions like the plague. But you maybe should revisit last year's resolutions before you make new ones. Now, here to tell us why is Diva Dawn Ralston. She's the founder of Declutter with Diva Dawn, and she's the director of Clamp Cut Clutter Be Gone. And it's just one of those days.
Give it up today.
And she's known on eBay as top-rated seller Diva Dawn LV. That's all one word. Diva Dawn. Why should we revisit our 2017 New Year's resolutions in 2018?
Well, first, Happy New Year, Griffin Lee.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To revisit your resolutions, the first and foremost reason is to take stock. To look back at what resolutions you made in 2017, think about why you made them. If you succeeded, what helped you succeed? And if you fell short, what held you back? What were the problems you encountered? And did you consciously stop trying, or was it just something that didn't happen?
And for those of you sitting there who are saying, what were the resolutions I made in 2017? I would suggest you write them down each year.
They have a much better chance of being successful if you write them down, and an even better chance of being successful if you share them.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
So I did pretty good because I had two resolutions. I'm not going to tell you what one of them was yet.
Well, really?
No, yeah, because you told me to wait.
Yeah.
So that's one resolution. And the second resolution I am very happy about, I was going to lose weight. And so far, 32 and a half pounds.
That's fabulously. So what led to your success?
What led to your success there?
Okay. First of all, when you say you're going to lose weight, you've got to get started. So taking the first step is very important. So I joined Nutrisystem.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I'm on their Flex program where I eat partially my own food and partially theirs. And I've lost 32 and a half pounds. So,
wow.
And I've got to lose more. I've got about 25 more to lose. My New Year's resolution for this year is to lose 25 pounds. And I did it last year, so I know I can do it this year. How about you, Griff? What was one you made in 2017?
Well, so I didn't make one in 2017 because,
you didn't, you told me you didn't believe in it.
Well, I was busy cleaning up the broken, resolutions, the debris from broken resolutions from the previous 60 years.
The debris of your broken life.
Right. But I did make one this year, and I'm so far, we're almost through January and I'm into it, and it's all about decluttering. It's a much bigger project than whenever you. So last year I did, without making a resolution, I tried Diva Dawn's quadrant. And, as my friend Rob said something about,
but that was my quadrant. That's the Rosalie method is by doing.
Oh, I thought it was Diva Dawn.
No, it's
no,
mine.
That was Lee's.
That was mine. We gotta give me credit here somewhere.
So anyway, I was trying to follow Lee's quadrant advice. And as Rob said, honey, you don't need quadrants. You need hundredths. So.
Which is okay. You could do it by eighths or whatever, right?
I'm doing it
right,
by fiftieths,
Diva?
Or something.
Absolutely. You break it down into whatever will work for you.
But what you need to do is not just say, today I'm going to go in and see what I can do. That does not work.
Well.
But if you say, I'm going to do it in 1/16 or 1/8, then you get that done. And you see that clean, and that's the whole greatness of it.
So I can't do that.
Oh, okay.
I know can't lives on Won't Street, but because there's so much that I've decided my measurement isn't I set a goal, go in and do it. I set a time goal because there's so much to do.
I
say I'm going to go in and work at my pace for 2 hours in the garage. And I see progress.
That's good.
But it's slow. And I've given myself a year to do this.
But Diva Dawn, talk to him about slow being okay.
Slow is absolutely okay. Even if it's just one step towards your goal, that's progress. If you make the commitment, now you said you're going to go in and work a couple hours on is that every day, every week? once a week, you know, every other day.
She's trying to say you do need goals.
You absolutely do.
Short term.
Every step you take.
I try to do, it's a week, every week, because, you know, my life is crazy right now. So.
Well, that's over 100 hours into your project in a year. That's really a fabulous commitment, Griff.
And some days I can, like on weekends, I'll put 3 or 4 hours in before I pass out from exhaustion and someone has to come
and you know,
with
the weight,
the weight thing,
I belong to a Facebook Nutrisystem group. And some of the newbies will come in, and after a few weeks, they'll say, I only lost 7 pounds. This is not going to work for me. And I sit there thinking, oh, my God, you lost 7 pounds. This is great. This is, you know, it's going to take me a while. Look, I started April 23rd. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now I need 25 more pounds. It's probably going to take me through to July to our event, Griff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to be... If not
invisible, she turns sideways and you don't see her.
So it's okay that Griff is taking a small amount of time to do it, as long as he has goals,
and as long as he keeps pushing towards that goal line.
Right.
So why do resolutions fail?
Well, there's several reasons. One of the reasons is we make our resolutions too big or too broad. If your goal, Lee, was to I want to lose weight. Well, after you lose 1 pound, you've met your goal.
Yeah, I had a certain amount in mind.
So you give it a number, or as Griff is doing, a time measurement. So you make it a little more finite so you know when you've reached your goal.
I had a certain goal to do by Christmas, and I reached it.
Right.
Now I've got a certain goal to do by April 1st.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
You see what I mean? Short-term goals work really well, Griff.
They do? No, they do. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
So what are your resolutions for this year, Diva?
Yeah, what are you doing?
For this year, mine is kind of the same as last year. I'm working on my death piles. And last year it was one half of the garage I was going to clear of all death piles. And I met that goal. My car has lived in the garage all year.
Hey,
congrats.
I'm very excited. So this year's the other half of the garage.
There
How big
go.
Is your garage?
It's a 2-car garage.
Okay, so it's pretty big, yeah.
Yeah, and I set up shelves in one half, and I've put all of the unlisted inventory on those shelves, on the shelving units. And my goal is one shelf per month, one shelving unit per month, which is like three shelves. Basically one a week. So if I just get that one shelf done this week, I've met my goal. And then next week's the next one. And by the time amazingly enough, I have 11 shelving units.
And you know, Griff, the only
a little bit of flexibility.
The only thing that concerns me about the way you're doing it right now, Griff.
Why? What concerns you?
What concerns me is that you don't see the pile go down. But if you if you take a corner of the room and clean that, you see it.
Yeah, and I was doing that and I still wasn't seeing it. So let me show you. I don't want to make this all about me. Yes, I do.
Yes,
who am I kidding?
Let's make it all about you.
So Dawn, this is where my diligence comes in because I've been counting. I have taken over 150 bags back to thrift stores.
Wow, that is great.
These are 33 gallon white plastic bags, that are stuffed with mostly shirts. So that's pretty good, right?
That's fabulous.
Fantastic.
If you walk into my garage today, you wouldn't notice the difference.
That's what I mean. That is my point, babe. If you got a quarter of that room cleaned, it would make you want to go in there so often and get the next quarter cleaned.
It does make me want to do that. Yes, it does.
It does. It really does. So, Diva, any bonus tips for us today? I mean, I get it that... You know, the resolution shouldn't be so outrageously hard that you can't say I'm going to lose 180 pounds this year. Probably you're not, right? So we've got to be careful. Any bonus tips for us?
Well, make your resolutions a priority. Set some time aside to actually work on them, like Griff is doing. He's taking a chunk of his weekend and working in his garage. For me, I've dedicated that I'm going to put the time aside to work on one shelf a week of my death piles. For you, it's that you're going to take the time to cook the right foods and buy the right foods and eat them instead of taking the easy way out and hitting the restaurant.
Exactly.
So invest in yourself, invest in what your goal is, make it a priority in your life, and share it.
Mm.
Like we're doing here. How many people are going to come back and, you know, in July say, Lee, you've lost a ton of weight. How beautiful.
Yay, thank you. I feel so healthy.
Or anybody coming by my garage going, what happened to all that stuff that was in there?
Or Griff, they're going to be saying to you, Griff, how's your garage coming along?
It's coming along just great. Thank you for asking.
Griff, are you tracking? You had a number of bags. Do you have a visual of that for yourself? Do you tick off something or make a dot or make a chart that shows how you're doing with donating things and and getting rid of things?
No, I just count them.
Make something visual for yourself. Even if you don't see the piles going down in the garage, you see that line going up that shows that you're making progress.
Make a visual.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people, Diva, you and I know this. You've probably seen it yourself since you've been doing this. Some people, just when you tell them, make a chart, put it down, put it on the wall, they don't get how important that visual can be.
It really is. As you're saying, you know, if you work in a quadrant, you see that quadrant getting clean. But if you're not able to do that, or your way of working doesn't let you do that and see that, having something visual to track lets you see the progress.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good.
So
what?
I was going to say something horrible. Never mind. I'm
getting
so old I was going to curse. I was going to say a curse word.
Should we keep Diva on?
Dawn, yeah, why don't you stay with us?
Yeah, stay just for a minute. This segment was brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. Up next, open phones, 888-723-4630, as we continue with eBay Radio.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish, with an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
When it comes to packaging your sold items for shipping, presentation is everything. That's why Bubble Fast owners Mark and Robin Levine have added a new category of shipping supplies at wholesale prices. That new category is gift packaging. Just in time for the holidays, Bubble Fast offers a wide selection of gift boxes with all the trimmings, including a rainbow of tissue paper. Festive pattern, seasonal, and all occasion boxes come complete with gift tags and stickers, so your buyer doesn't need to gift wrap their purchase once they receive it. Bubble Fast's gift boxes are suitable for apparel, jewelry, home decor items, small electronics, and other gift-worthy goods. There's even an assortment of Santa Paws packaging for pet gifts. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
You've got listing to do, and the faster, the better. Get up to speed with 6-Bit software. 6-Bit helps you list items in less time. Here's 6 ways 6-Bit saves you time. First, design your own listing form, hiding fields you don't use. Then capture photos from a webcam directly into 6-Bit. No more swapping memory cards or looking for camera cords. Next, list catalog items just by entering a UPC code or using your handheld scanner. With 6-Bit, you only have to set shipping, payment, and listing upgrade options once. And you can save listings as templates to quickly create similar listings in the future. If you've already created listings elsewhere, 6-Bit can import them from eBay, TurboLister, or via CSV file. In short, if you feel the need for speed in your business on eBay, you need 6-Bit. Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Listen while you list.